This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Cavaliers are 13-0. They haven't lost a game yet. They're playing really good basketball. Here's the stat, and this is courtesy of ESPN research. Of the previous five teams that have started 13-0, four of them made the NBA Finals. Only one of those won the NBA title, but they got to the NBA Finals. Does that happen this year? Yeah, why not? Could.
Didn't we upset one of those years?
But it could.
Didn't the Cavaliers walk away with one of those championships? Oh, what, they were 23. Golden State was 23, 24-0.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Only one has won the NBA title, and that was the Houston Rockets. That said, are we allowed to nitpick? Are we allowed? Now, this is nothing but a nitpick, if that's what we're going to do. Are we going to nitpick a little?
Yeah, 24-0. Yeah, you can nitpick if you want to.
There's you only can. One thing that I've seen recently that I've thought, okay, be slightly careful. It's the only thing I've seen, okay? What did we think when this team started off this season? What did we like so much? I loved the ball movement.
Right.
I loved the spacing to Kenny Atkinson things. And I really liked the distribution of shots. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
Here's my nitpick.
Really?
There are some times in some games where guys have to take over. Okay? Sometimes that has to happen. And we've seen Darius Garland do it recently. We saw Donovan Mitchell do it last night, fourth quarter.
Sure.
Kind of go nuts. Sometimes your team needs that. That has to happen. Your star players need to win you a game.
Mm-hmm.
This is my only nit or pick, or if you put them together, they're a nitpick.
I saw this segment on Hee Haw. It was
last
picking
night,
and a grinning, wasn't it?
Last night, Donovan and Darius combined for 37 shots. Evan Mobley had 8 shots last night. Jared Allen had 8 shots last night. So Donovan and Darius, this is an extreme nitpick, okay? I'm not even being critical. I'm just like, okay, hope this doesn't get carried away. But 37 shots out of your two guards last night, who last year I thought dominated the ball too much. Last night they dominated the ball too much, but maybe needed to do that to win that game against a 76ers team that was completely depleted because maybe everybody else didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
The only catch here is this. Evan Mobley has set new season lows for shots in each of his last three games. He tied his season low with 11 three games ago. Well, then he followed that up with 10 shots, and then last night, 8 shots. That said, he's remained productive. He's had 2 double-doubles in that stretch where he's taken only 11, 10, and 8 shots in a game, and one of them was like a 24-11 double-double. But that's my only concern. I think this team plays at its best when the two guards do not dominate the shots. Now, can they take the majority of the shots? Sure, Andy, they can. That's okay, I think. But don't just give Evan Mobley 8 shots. Jared Allen can get away with only taking 8 shots in a game. The team can succeed when Jarrett takes only 8 shots in a game. And if you look at his shot totals, he rarely takes more than 10. You know, he does a lot of things inside. He gets his offensive rebounds. He gets to the free throw line. He does things that doesn't require him getting shots. And you can only have so many guys getting 14, 15 shots a game. I want Evan to be one of those guys. And I don't like the trend of the last 3 games when I think they've struggled to win some games a little bit. Now, they've won them, but I think they've won games that you would expect them to win. And it's been with Evan taking new season lows, tying a season low with 11, then a new season low with 10, and a new season low with 8 shots last night. Nitpicky enough?
A little bit. I don't know.
Just keep spreading the ball.
Yeah.
Because, gosh, are they good when they do that? They're really good when they do that.
Do you think you're being nitpicky?
Yes. Yes, okay. I do.
All right,
I do. But you know what? This team's playing so well. If you want to talk basketball, you could say, wow, they're moving the ball great. Their spacing is great. They're doing some really good things. Boom. You want to expand on it? Okay, we'll expand on it a little bit. Make sure Evan Mobley gets shots. Do not go ball dominant in the backcourt. That's all I'm saying. I think this team will be at its best when they don't go ball dominant in the backcourt. Ryan is in Toledo. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Rhino.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, man. I just want to chime in first and foremost. Non-prisoner of the moment, this is going to be one of the most unique weekends ever. Northeast Ohio, just unique. Not the best, but just action-packed across the board. Get your popcorn ready mentality. I'm going to take it all in, obviously, Westlake, Jake Paul. Then I'm going to Wrigley Field. Then watching the John Jones, Stipe, obviously, at a Buckeye Bar outside of Chicago. Then maybe flying to New Orleans. So, I mean, I don't know when I'm going to get some sleep. But I digress on that. It's about the Cavs right now. Now, again, you guys alluded to, obviously, the winning streaks, the good and the bad. Again, a lot of the NBA, obviously, is kind of putting us off to the side a little bit. Because, again, if we're the Chicago Bulls or – you know, one of these dynamite teams from yesteryear's, the Shaq Kobe team or whatever that started off 13-0, or Golden State for that matter, whatever, in yesteryear's, they'd be overwhelmingly speaking about it in lengthy periods and talking about automatic championship, this, that, and the other. The Cavs, for whatever reason, are not being taken seriously. Obviously, we in Cleveland recognize the capabilities we have, the chip on their shoulder, and et cetera. But again, this is a championship-caliber team. But we don't have a Jordan in front of us stopping us. We don't have any type of unique scenarios. We have teams, obviously, like Boston, just really good teams out there. Again, if the Cavs want to win it all, okay, you could say, well, this is a plethora of a team that's similar to the 92-93 Cavs. I say if you want to win the whole darn thing, you better mimic the 89-90 Bad Boys Pistons, because this is a two-guard system like Joe Dumars and Isaiah Thomas mentality where the points are coming in. And obviously you got the bigs doing their thing, you know, rebounds, blocks, et cetera. And just the whole team, it's a unit. It's needed. Everyone's needed. It's not a Jordan system with Pippen. It's a team. With that being said, I love this winning streak. It's contagious. It's fun. It will end. At the same time, I think it's a little bit of a negative. Not saying they're going to try to lose, but just putting a lot on their shoulders, this winning streak is going to make us all think it's win it all or bust. And I don't know what that'll do for the Cavs' psychological scenario, but I do know it's fun while it's lasting. With that being said, guys, great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Ryan, thank you very much.
Thanks,
Ryan in Toledo now. He might be going to New Orleans. Ryan works hard for his money. We know,
man,
that.
He is all over the place.
Two words, disposable income.
I don't know. What do you know? Why do you say? Just because
he's all over the country. Working and then, you know, partying. Vegas, Miami, he's everywhere.
Going Life's
to
good.
New Orleans.
Life is
I think
good.
That's great. Justin is in North Ridgeville. What's up, Justin?
Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, not too bad. I just wanted to bring up about your nitpick about the Evan Mobley shots.
Yeah.
I was telling your screener that one thing I've noticed, and I've watched every game because I enjoy watching them. They're exciting to watch. I have watched every game, and I've noticed them go away from Mobley, but I've also noticed that when Mobley's been getting the ball, especially these last, say, five games, they've really, other teams have really been attacking him, and he's not a good ball handler. And I've just noticed that, like,
well,
when he's
not
a
guard.
They're trying to strip him. They're trying to, you know, throw a bunch of bodies at him because he was the reason that we were just blowing teams out to start the year. And I think other teams have just planned for that. And that's all. I'm just commenting on your nitpick.
And Justin, what do you do about that, though? Then you figure out how to get him open and get him free, right? So that's...
I agree.
I agree.
And they haven't done well at that. They've just been throwing other people in the mix instead and kind of going away from him. And he's been getting his offense kind of in, like, I don't want to say slop time, but he gets, you know, like maybe a putback on a rebound or, you know, maybe a save me alley-oop because he's near the rim.
And that's okay, but Justin, I'm with you. I thought they played their best ball when they were really distributing the shots and able to do that. And that's, they'll figure that out. You know, I mean, the guy has had season lows in three straight games with shots attempted. Okay, they'll adjust and they'll figure it out. Because if you don't, then you're back to what you had last year, which is two guards dominating all the shots. And you can be very good with that because these are two really good guards. If you want to take that next step, I think you need to incorporate a really good young talent. And I think that's Evan Mobley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.